Hello, lovely people, and welcome to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my home state. I'm standing in front of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and you may recognize those steps, the iconic Rocky steps. We're here for one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, it's the 123rd edition of the Army-Navy football game, and it's so much more than a game. Dating back to 1890, the traditions, pageantry, passion, and respect make the Army-Navy game the greatest rivalry in American sports. The game is so big that 10 sitting U.S. presidents have attended, from Theodore Roosevelt in 1901 to Donald Trump 2 years ago. It is humbling to watch this rivalry. It's said that this is a game where everyone playing is willing to die for everyone watching. That's powerful stuff. This is America's game. If only all of us could have the perspective of these individuals representing the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, and the U.S. Military Academy in West Point, New York. They stand their ground against the opposing side, but afterwards, they walk across the field and embrace each other as brothers and sisters because they never forget that in the end, they're all on the same team. But don't get me wrong, they play hard for bragging rights that'll last a lifetime. Navy leads the series 62-53-7 all time, and to paraphrase the 34th President of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower, the Army and Navy are the best of friends 364 and a half days out of the year, but on this one Saturday afternoon, they are the worst of enemies. The rivalry is also loaded with traditions, like when Army West Point's marathon team runs the ball about 150 miles through the night and through the elements from West Point to Philly. There's also a flyover before the game during the national anthem, and there isn't a dry eye in the stadium. Later on in the show, I'll tell you about some of the fun pranks associated with the rivalry, but first, let's take a look at some of the headlines of today. WNBA star Brittany Griner was released from a Russian prison yesterday. In February, she was arrested on drug smuggling charges when traveling through the Moscow airport. In August, she was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison. Griner's release on Thursday was part of a prisoner swap between Russia and the United States. A convicted Russian arms dealer, Victor Boot, was released from a U.S. prison. He was previously sentenced to 25 years on charges of conspiring to kill Americans and providing weapons to terrorist organizations. The swap did not include another American that the State Department has declared wrongfully detained, Paul Whelan. Here's what President Biden had to say.
We never forgot about Brittany. We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance earlier this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up.
Next up, scientists say they have now confirmed why we get more colds in the wintertime, and they say it's a major breakthrough. According to a recent study, it turns out that the cold air damages the immune response occurring in our noses. When we're exposed to cold air, the temperature in our nose can drop by as much as 9 degrees Fahrenheit, and that kills nearly 50% of the billions of virus and bacteria-fighting cells in our nostrils. It's enough to essentially knock out all of the immune advantages that our nose has to offer. More research is needed to understand how this research could be used to prevent illness in the future. 10-second trivia. Which of these prehistoric animals was a marine reptile? Allosaurus, Plesiosaur, Diplodocus, or Ankylosaurus? While the others on this list were all land dinosaurs, the Plesiosaur was a marine reptile, and an intact skeleton of one was just discovered in Australia.
So usually what we find is that when we're digging these things out of the ground is that we'll find bits of the body, but no head, and very, very rarely we'll find just a head, but unfortunately with no body attached. So the fact that this guy had both allows us to close that gap, or they have this overlap between the body and the head that will unravel a lot of the species diversity. So how many species of these long-necked plesiosaurs were swimming around here in this outback ocean 100 million years ago.
Okay, now to those pranks I was telling you about. As I mentioned at the top of the show, there's so much tradition associated with the Army-Navy game, but some of it is all in good fun. Exhibit A. This year, Navy flew over Army's campus and dropped a bunch of ping pong balls that said, "Go Navy, beat Army." But every year, Navy has to protect their beloved mascots, their goats, because Army tries to steal them. A while back, I got to interview the goats and their protectors. Preparations for the Army-Navy game can be intense. You have the game plan, the playbooks, and the practices, but perhaps one of the most important facets of pregame preparations here in Annapolis has nothing to do with the players, but rather mascots, goats, and more specifically, protecting the goats. Can you tell us where you keep the goats?
I can't tell you that.
We won't tell anyone.
No, afraid I can't do that.
We don't want Army to come and steal it. Like, we know they're not capable of doing it, but just for precaution measures.
So we're talking maybe confidential, secret, or the location of the goats.
Above top secret. So this is a whole separate classification.
They're kept at a pretty secure location though. They have a guard dog.
So there is a guard dog.
There is, and he is massive and scary.
Do you think if I asked a goat, maybe they would tell me where they're kept?
You could definitely try, but they've been briefed heavily, and let's just say they probably won't give you anything either.
Can you tell us where your hideout is? Are you aware of the Army's hype video that they released? It alludes to an elaborate plot to steal the goats this year.
Confirm the role of Billy the Goat as the head of Navy Spear Group.
Does it make you nervous?
It does not. I've seen our security measures, and especially the dog, once again, is I don't think anyone could get past him.
We feel the goats are pretty secure. Not many people know their location, and even if they did, they'd have a hard time stealing them.
Fear the goat! Feed Army!
Alright, for today's 10 out of 10, the Oxford Dictionary just announced their 2022 Word of the Year. Drum roll, please. The word is Goblin Mode. Technically two words. It's a slang term that became popular during the pandemic, and it means someone that is unapologetically self-indulgent and loves being lazy. This way of life rejects all social expectations. Yeah, I know, we're not talking about anyone in this group, right? Yeah, sure. Alright, we're gonna switch from Goblin Mode to Beast Mode. Alright, being that we're at one of the most popular tourist destinations in all of Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Museum of Art, you know I had to take you on a run with me up the iconic Rocky Steps from the 1976 film Rocky. Thousands of people flock to these steps every year to mimic one of the most famous movie scenes in the world. Rocky Balboa finishing a morning run at the top of these steps,
a symbol for all the underdogs out there. Now we're going to give a special shout out to New Hope Middle School in Columbus, Mississippi. Rise up. And for all of you underdogs out there, keep outworking everyone every single day. Keep believing in yourself so that you can make your dreams come true too. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Yo, Adrian! Thank you.